I am very much faced with the very real prospect of having to start completely over again and go back to square one. And the good thing about that is that starting over again, you're never starting from exactly the same place. I have learned so much over the years of sharing on Instagram. I've learned so much about community and connection and what resonates with people.
Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Imprint. Today is going to be a little bit different. First of all, I apologize if the audio is a little bit different to how you usually expect. I've had quite a week with technology, quite a couple of weeks, and I'm going to share a little bit about that with you. So as I mentioned, this episode will be a little bit different to some of the regular episodes, but I feel that it's important to reach out to you, to explain what's happening, and maybe even help solve what's happening too. So let me explain. About 2 weeks ago now, I applied for verified status because I had been reading that it was a good step to do to secure your Instagram account so that it doesn't get hacked. And I have had, over the past year or so, various strange messages on Instagram of people trying to get into my account from China or other places in the world that had nothing to do with me. And so I had seen a reminder on the app and I thought, I will do that because I just think it's probably a smart move to do just to ensure that I've got security with the account. As part of that process, I did it within the app and I had to submit a form of ID, and I did my driver's license. And that evening, overnight, I had my account suspended because it said I was breached community guidelines and that I was too young for Instagram, which, you know, at first it was kind of a little bit of a joke. Oh, that's kind of flattering, you know, that I'm too young for Instagram, even though I'm a 46-year-old woman. But I thought, well, it must be a technical glitch because on an Australian driver's license, the expiry date is quite prominent, whereas your date of birth is not so prominent. And I thought, I'm sure that they've just got a system where they just take a look at the expiry date the date of birth, and it just looks at a particular number. And for some reason, it's thought, nope, this person isn't of the right age. I mean, obviously, the expiry date's in the future, so it wouldn't even make sense anyway. But that was the only thing that seemed to make sense to me. And I noticed that I had received an email from them to notify me of this breach. And so I followed the procedures because it said I was locked out of my account. You could dispute the decision. And I was able to, through their website, resubmit my ID. And it was very specific the way that I had to do it, like against a black background and some other things. And so I followed the procedures and I just got a notification that usually it takes about a day for them to process. And I thought, well, that's fine. You know, this is inconvenient, but I'm sure that in due course, it will be reinstated. And I kept waiting. I thought, wow, this is taking a bit longer than what I expected. But I thought, no, I'll keep waiting. And I did try and resubmit a couple of times and didn't really get anywhere with that. I still just kept getting daily reminders saying that if I don't unlock my account by March 17, then I will be permanently disabled. My account will be permanently disabled from Instagram. And I thought, well, at that point, I still had quite a bit of time up my sleeve. So I thought, well, you know, I've done all the things that I can do. And I thought it's just a matter of waiting. But then at the end of last week, my husband discovered that we had a Facebook business account and that somebody had hacked into that account, changed the admin to them. They have changed the name of the business name that is associated with the account, appointed other email accounts onto the account, email accounts that relate to European company names, and basically started selling Facebook ads on our credit card through my Facebook business account, and racked up about $6,000 worth of ad spend on our credit card. So as soon as we discovered this, we canceled the card. And so that's fine in that sense that, you know, we don't have to worry about that. We reported this to Facebook and basically, you know, just got kind of in a technology loop. And eventually they responded and like we documented everything, you know, no emotion, just the facts. And they said, almost like an auto response, which said that they cannot discuss the account with us because we are not an admin of the account. Well, you can see the problem there. I mean, it is our account, somebody's hacked in it, and yet we can't get it and they won't talk to us because we're not the admin of the account. We tried booking an ad as a phone call with one of their specialists from their advertising department to see if we could make contact that way. We had to wait a week before we could get that appointment. And then the day that that appointment rolled around, it was canceled. So we thought, great, okay. So we booked another appointment and that is 2 weeks out. So this is a very long and drawn out process. And meanwhile, you know, I've got no contact with my Instagram account, which I've had for well over 10 years. I have, you know, got a beautiful community of people who follow me on there and that I connect on there. There's connection, there's community, you know. And just before all of this happened, I was up to about 90,000 followers on Instagram. So it's just, you know, it's just one of these like sort of technology nightmares that you think that's never going to happen to me. Plus, I should say as well, I do actually have two-factor authentication turned on my phone because I've seen so many other people get their phone hacked and I thought, well, I don't want that to happen. So it's very hard to know if these two things are related. However, they both happened on the same day. The day that I was suspended from my account was the day that somebody hacked into my Facebook account. It just seems too coincidental to say that it wasn't related. So obviously I still don't know. I'm still at this point of recording locked out of my Instagram account. However, what I wanted to share with you is that I am so grateful to you who listen to this podcast. You know, most of you every week, you write beautiful messages and reviews. You email me about the podcast. And, you know, I've never been so grateful for my contact with you through this way. I mean, the only unfortunate thing about podcasts is that it is a little bit of that one-sided conversation, unless, of course, you know, you write a review or you write me an email, which you can do at hello@nataliewalton.com. Some of the things that I've learned from this process is that password security is really important. My husband has been using something called LastPass for a couple of months now. And he is a huge fan of it and says it takes a little bit of time to set up in the beginning, but once you get it set up, then it is very high security for so many different areas of your life. You know, passwords are everything these days. So he has kind of been nagging me a little bit to get that set up. And I was like, yes, I'll do it. I'll do it next week. And now I'm really kicking myself that I didn't do that. I can't guarantee that that would have prevented this, but I think it would have helped in many ways. So if you don't have something like that set up, I really encourage you to have some kind of password protection system. You know, don't use your, I don't know, whatever, like your pet's name from when you were a child and whatever it is, you know, like just really, just make sure that you use passwords that people can't hack into and there's not a security leak in that sense. So that is something that I would say to you. I have also heard from lots of people, you know, people have been amazing and sort of sharing resources with me. There are some steps that you can follow. As I said, for me, that they have turned into a dead end on Instagram and the different steps that you can take. But I do think that if this was to happen to you, trying to book a call with a Facebook ads manager might help you. Obviously, just reaching out to your community. I have had a few leads through my community, and I'm still kind of crossing my fingers and toes in the hope that maybe something will come through. I've also hit a lot of dead ends. I think the other thing as well is that I have really felt personally is so many people have really gone above and beyond, and how important it is to give that back as well and do what you can when someone is in this situation. I know that, you know, sometimes we see this when people do have their accounts hacked, and, you know, you might think, oh, what a shame. But, you know, if we rise together, if we bandy together as a community, then, you know, that's our power on platforms such as Instagram. So community is something that so many of us came to Instagram for in the first place. And it's become a very different beast from when I first joined, you know, 10 plus years ago. When I joined all those years ago, it was really much a time in my life where I had just started on a creative journey, but I didn't necessarily know a whole heap of other creative people. And my entry, you know, like entry point into that was through the blogging world and the blogging community, which was always so incredibly supportive. And Instagram was very much like that when it first began. And then I don't know, for those of you who might remember, there was a time, there was a lot of rhetoric of, you know, community over competition. And, you know, I do feel that that has waned a bit in more recent years, that with the sort of the changes in the algorithm, it's become in some ways more competitive in some regards to sort of, you know, make sure that your post is the post that's seen and what can you do to do that. And, you know, there's less of that Friday follow used to be a feature, and all the sort of the tagging and the sharing and all those different things that really helped different accounts grow and, you know, people connect and come together in a really beautiful way. But what has happened to me has shown me that community is very much still alive and well on Instagram. And I sent out an email to my newsletter list just this morning, actually, of the day of that I'm recording this. And I mean, I'm so incredibly overwhelmed and touched by how many people have, you know, got back to me from that email and told me that they're following the steps that they can to, you know, report a problem with Instagram. So if my account still isn't up and running and you are listening to this, I have been advised that you can get people that are in your community who follow you or you know through various ways, and get them to go to settings, then help, then report a problem, and then write a message to say, in my case, I asked people to write something along the lines of, which somebody wrote this and that's why I shared it, was that, you know, that they follow at Natalie Walton. You know, it's a genuine account. It's somebody who has spent 10 plus years creating content on Instagram, building a community on Instagram, and that, you know, that they, you know, see that this is an issue. The fact that I am a woman and that I was suspended because I was told that I was too young. So this was what one person sent me. They sent me a screenshot of the message that they sent in this report the problem. It said, "The account at Natalie Walton has been suspended without good reason. This is a genuine account that I personally take great enjoyment and inspiration from. It is a legitimate account with nearly 90,000 followers across the world, followers who are passionate about the creative work Natalie shares. Natalie is a grown woman, not a child, a professional creative businesswoman. Please reinstate her account. It will be a great loss to both Natalie and her thousands of followers should her account be deleted permanently. Thank you. So, you know, that is just one of the many beautiful messages that people have sent to this report a problem sort of service, I guess, on Instagram. And I'm so grateful if you're listening and you've done that. I'm so appreciative and grateful that you've taken the time to do that. You know, this has been such a strange and bizarre experience. As I said, you know, it's the sort of thing that you think, this is never going to happen to me. I have also taken great solace from the fact that I have a really strong newsletter list. That if you have a creative business, please make sure that you really, you know, take the time and put the effort into building your email list so that you can stay in contact with your community in that way. It is so important. And, you know, I have my website and I do sort of notebook features, which are like a blog style feature. So there is a comment function on that. You know, you can share in that way. And, I am considering perhaps making that content slightly more personal and looking at different ways to diversify. My husband kind of made the joke that, you know, maybe I should do not even bother about trying to get back on Instagram, go straight to TikTok. I mean, he knows nothing about TikTok, but he just knows that that's the platform that everyone's going to. And, you know, part of me is almost tempted because I'm like, you know, is it really worth it, all this, to have everything just completely whipped from under my feet? Obviously, there's, you know, all the posts, there's the photos. I mean, one of my most recent posts was a tribute to my dad, and I had family members from around the world DM me, and, you know, that's the only way I've been in contact with them. And I've lost those contact details. I've had other people reach out to me through DM, and I've lost all of that. So, you know, I guess it's just a little reminder that it's not just losing the photos, it's actually much more than that. And the people who have shared other accounts who've gone through this experience, some of them have managed to get their accounts back. They've managed to get their accounts back within, you know, sometimes a few days, sometimes a few weeks, sometimes a couple of months. So sometimes it is possible. And others have said that they are really looking for ways to move away from Instagram. So, you know, I understand that obviously Instagram is completely, you know, under attack by people who are hackers and trying to do all of these sorts of things. But it is certainly a word of warning to all of us that we can't just put everything into Instagram. We need to pour into other areas of connection and community. So I will share next week a hopefully a positive update, but I am very much faced with the very real prospect of having to start completely over again and go back to square one. And the good thing about that is that starting over again, you're never starting from exactly the same place. I have learned so much over the years of sharing on Instagram. I've learned so much about community and connection and what resonates with people. So it's not like I'm starting exactly from the same point as what I did, you know, 10 plus years ago. And it's actually inspired me in some ways to think of how can I use this in a different way? You know, how can I use it in a way that inspires me and I feel good about? So I am going to share some of my ideas, thoughts, strategies. Even if I do miraculously get my account back, I do think that I will start using it in a slightly different way and definitely stay tuned for other ways that I will be, you know, exploring in terms of creating connection and being less reliant on just this, you know, platform to connect with other people. So, as I said, this episode is slightly different to the other ones that I normally do. I just really wanted to reach out to you. To those of you who have helped me, thank you so much. To those of you who are going through something like this, I hope that some of the sort of the feedback that I've shared is maybe helping you about avenues you can explore. And to those of you who are on Instagram who haven't gone through this, as I said, be very careful and look at ways that you can secure your account, secure your passwords, but also not be so reliant on Instagram as well. If you have anything that you can share with me that you think might be of help to get my account back, I would so greatly appreciate it. You can contact me at hello@nataliewalton.com. And I appreciate you listening and, you know, you being here. I really do. So I hope that you have a beautiful week, and let's hope that next week is more good news. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.